Good afternoon, Jennifer.
Hi, good afternoon.
I hear the Labrador Friendship Center's hostel is up and running.
Yep, we reopened as of April 17th. So we have 6 rooms available right now. We're open for business as normal. The check-in and to the rooms is quite a lot of renovations that's been done. We've still got 2 rooms that aren't fully complete, just with bigger showers for accessibility. So we're waiting on those, but we're still taking bookings for the 6 rooms. It's 4 medical appointments only, and usually to book the room, you'd have to book through your funder. So if they're being funded by the Nunatsiavut government or NIHB or MUSHWA, they have to make the reservations and give us an authorization. We also have an area for coming in to check in, and we are calling the medical hostel Gary B's, so that's how we refer to it when we're talking to it. We also have our diner redone. It's a Friendship Diner. It's been called that for a few years now, but we have a retro look to our diner. It also incorporates the Indigenous Medicine Wheel for First Nations in the color scheme. So we have red, black, yellow, and white. It's really nice. Everybody's really excited about it. We had all of our rooms booked yesterday that were available. The setup is different. People can come in and order off at a menu. Like, they might have a little bit of wait for their lunch or their supper because they can order whatever they want on the menu. And there is a special on each day as well, so that's a bit faster.
Sounds like new and good updates.
Oh, yes. It's wonderful. I'm really excited about it. And yesterday was a great day, and I'm hoping today is going to be just as good as yesterday. I'm really excited about it. Look forward to serving people, and I want to thank people for coming and staying with us, because without them staying with us, we wouldn't be here. So we're trying to make sure that people are feeling important, that they're here and we're treating them well when they come back again. And I've had a lot of comments from the people that are staying here, either to me or to staff members, that they really like the change in the rooms. Like, the rooms are more comfortable, there's new furniture, we're supplying hair dryers, towels, shampoo, body wash, and hand soap.
Good old upgrade, just what you needed.
Definitely, we needed to upgrade. Every room got its own washroom now. Every room didn't have a washroom, but now we do.
That little bit of extra privacy.
That's right, extra privacy. Before COVID, I mean, COVID was not good in a lot of ways, but in some ways it had to give you the opportunity to upgrade your services that you're providing to people, and that's what we did. Happy that we're open and happy to be serving people again. I'm sure people will be pleased with the changes that they see when they come to stay here.
Most definitely. Thank you for your time today, Jennifer.
You're welcome.